podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, I'm David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. Today, I'm going to reveal to you yet another Wall Street scheme that helps the big insiders make a lot of money while the average investor is sort of left on the sidelines to pick up the pieces, and usually those pieces are less than what they put into the original deal. First, I want to remind you how to access more insights from New Constructs. We cover 3,000 stocks, 7,000 mutual funds, 400 ETFs. Nobody does more work in the footnotes and the MD&A than we do. No one has better technology to understand how to go through SEC filings, and no one has more expertise as to where all the accounting bodies are buried in companies' filings. You can access all of this directly through the internet, as simple as can be. We are here for the average investor to help them make better and more informed investment decisions and get on fair footing with Wall Street insiders. Speaking of getting on fair footing, Staples buying Office Depot. Not many people realize that this deal was primarily driven by a big Wall Street hedge fund, Starboard Value. Effectively, what these guys did is they took a big stake in Office Depot, and then they took a little bit smaller stake in Staples, and they basically forced the merger. First, the merger of two failing businesses. All right, Staples is effectively shutting down stores and moving online, right? Office Depot, huge footprint. They've been seeing revenues and market share decline. That's why they bought Office Max. And as we've written before, in the danger zone, I don't know how long ago it was, about a year, year and a half, we pointed out how these businesses effectively were dead in the water, right? Like, why would you go out of your way to drive to a store to pick up pencils and erasers and desk chairs when you can just order it from your desk and you can look at lots more options and not necessarily have to, you know, deal with a parking lot, check out, all that kind of stuff. Putting it in your car, it comes to your doorstep. It makes no sense. Amazon, Walmart, Target, Kroger, they've all got these things already, you know, so why are you going to make a special trip to an office supply store? Office supplies. Does it get any more commoditized than office supplies? So you get the picture. And the valuations of these stocks have been rather high. So what's one quick way for somebody to make some money? How about if we buy a dime business and we get someone to pay too much for it? That's exactly what's happened here. Staples reportedly selling or buying Office Depot for $6.3 billion. Now, the quick way to run the math on this is to get a sense of what kind of cash flow are they buying? All right, let's forget the fact that the cash flow is probably on the decline. And let's forget the fact that they're going to probably have to close a lot of businesses. So, you know, the number we're talking about for after-tax cash flow for Office Depot, let's just say if we're rounding up on every way we can, we're talking about $300 million a year annualized. All right, divided by $6.3 billion, that's a return of about 4.8% or less than 5%. Not a good return. Nowhere near the cost of capital for these guys. We show the weighted average cost of capital for Staples being upwards of 10%. So they're basically not going to be making any money on this deal. Nowhere close. But guess who does make money? Starboard Value, Office Depot. They got paid a lot of money they don't deserve to get because Starboard Value was able to influence Staples into buying this merger. Now, similar merger talks that happened several years ago, they got shot down because of the antitrust, anti-competitive nature of the acquisition. It was basically, you know, this deal still today, Staples is buying out in the form of Office Depot and Office Max, the number two and number three competitors in the space. What's changed? Amazon, Walmart, more online competition. So the brick and mortar stores effectively don't matter. The brick-and-mortar stores effectively don't matter because there's so much competition from Amazon. Staples is moving its business online as quickly as it can. I think almost half of its revenues came online from online last year. So why would you go out and buy this huge footprint of retail space? And by the way, selling the retail space is only going to get harder. We've got way more retail space per capita than we did 5-10 years ago. Way more. Do we need it? I don't know. We just had a huge bust in commercial real estate because they overbuilt, right? And now we're going to be selling even more stores. We're closing even more stores. So the glut of excess commercial real estate is only getting higher. Supply went up, demand stayed the same. So I don't really see how this merger works except for one group, Starboard Value. They had they got about a 10% stake in Office Depot. They engineered a purchase from Staples, and they are off to the bank. Good for them, not so good for you. So we recommend investors avoid these stocks. Both Staples and Office Depot had dangerous ratings from new constructs. And that meant that you really shouldn't have been on to begin with. These are effectively toys for the folks like the ones at Starboard Value. And investors really need to focus on where they've got better risk reward and better insight into what's really going on. And we recommend New Constructs Research to help you understand profitability and valuation better than anyone else. And when it comes to Staples and Office Depot, you know, those are dying businesses where there's not a lot of upside. Individual, average investors, no reason to be in that. No reason to be in these businesses. They don't really have any real future except for this financial engineering created by Wall Street insiders. And you, Mr. and Mrs. Investor, don't usually get a chance to make any money on that front. And if you do, you're typically late to the game. Whereas Starboard Value has made about $250 million in less than 2 months, trading almost entirely on material, non-public information. That's not something you get to do, and that's not something you should try to bet on. So focus on what you can focus on, which is measurables, and that includes cash flow, valuation. These are things that can be measured. These are things around which you can build a solid investment strategy. Thank you.